Did you have a good birthday?
It was straight, bro.
Doing anything special?
Nah, like last week I saw my little brothers, but that was cool.
That's it, bro.
New guy.
New to Thursday.
Yeah.
There's a little brother in Alabama?
Yeah. I was in Atlanta, so they came and sent me. Kicked it a little bit.
You gonna end up moving up into the top four?
I have no idea. I hope so. Yeah, because he kind of messed up all the plans. You know, we played there this week, so I was hoping that they would be in the SEC championship. So it's all good. Probably the least of my concerns, just because, you know, it's still early. You know, it's been a while. There's been some great things happening. We've been doing some great things as a collective unit, winning, more importantly. So, you know, that still kind of happens organically. You know, kind of take care of itself. So at the end of the year, we'll have a conversation and, you know, work on it from there.
What do you think this year, though, is kind of the one where you guys are taking that step forward?
Just commit, you know, committed to the grind. You know, a lot of dedication and a whole lot of time put in. So I feel like, you know, we both have the same mindset on what we want to get done each and every day, and it's starting to show.
How much has this development, do you think, helped you? I mean,
Yeah, I mean, that's just a game, you know, as far as like when we got a great group of guys, you know, as a collective unit, and as far as like Adam specifically, he does a lot of things really, really well, and you know, it's just when it comes to football, you can't stop everybody, you know. We also got great running backs, you know, great linemen that block, you know, and a great quarterback, as you guys know.
Does it motivate you anymore when you're going up against a team that has a couple of really good receivers like Julio and Muhammad?
Nah, because I mean, I don't got to check them. I don't really. I mean, I ain't in competition with them. You know, I'm more so trying to get a dub any way we can. So, salute to those guys. You know, Mo's a good friend of mine. You know, and Julio's a hell of a receiver. So, as far as like being in competition with guys, I don't do that. Nah.
What's your connection with Sanu?
I just knew him for a while. You know, since college and stuff like that. He always been an older guy, but a good friend of mine. He's a great guy.
Played a while in this league now. What makes Julio Jones such a special wide receiver?
You know, one of the special people as far as like to play the game, you know, to be that big, that fast, you know, that strong, and to play receiver. So he does a lot of great things. Well, great hands, you know, good speed, great routes. You know, he's a good receiver. Well, great receiver, actually. So, you know, it's going to be definitely a test, but I don't play defense. As far as like what? Yeah, that's why they give us those good old iPads. You know, a lot of it goes in, like, it's a lot into your preparation. You know, as far as like what you watch, who you watch, and you're watching back from in there like preseason. You know, it's a lot of, you gotta watch your opponent. You know, study your opponent to see what they like to do, what they like to play, how they like to play. It's a lot that goes into it that you don't see besides just Sundays.
So you're doing that night when you leave the
facility? That's every day. You know, after the game last week, pretty much the next day. If the film isn't on there, you're getting a little jump start before practice even starts, just to, you know how they play, what they like to do. It goes a lot, you know, it's almost pretty much every day, watching film every day.
What stands out about Atlanta when you break down?
They got, just like any team, they got some great group of guys. You know, as far as like being in the NFL, you see good guys week in and week out, and they're active. You know, they fly to the ball, they got good guys up front, and they definitely, you know, fly around. So it's going to be definitely another test for us, you know, another test in front of us, and, you know, we're going to prepare the right way and do everything we can to get that W.
Does Zim's mood change at all now that you guys are 9-2?
Nah, he don't change. I mean, because, like I said, it's still early. We got a lot of football left, and we're not done until we get to where we want to go. So another test this week.
How much is – I know he's always on the defensive backs. So yeah. How much is he on the receiver?
He knows the game. He's been around, the best guys, receiver-wise, DB-wise, so it goes hand-in-hand. So he knows what we need to do each and every week. He watched more film than anybody probably. So it's just, you know, he gives us our key points, what we need to do to win as a whole, and then specifically, so we need to get it done. That's it.
You noticed a change in the general mood of the locker room after, you know, what you guys went through last year. You learned some things. Is it a different approach to success this year?
I want to say that, I mean, you got to date back to, like, I mean, I've been here since my rookie year. I know how that season went, and then last year I know how that season went. As far as, like, we're playing with a lot of confidence. We got a lot of confidence in each other. I mean, we've been through the hardships. We've been through adversity. So, you know, it's not our first time. You know, when it does hit, we're pretty much prepared for it. So this tar, it's all about handling it the right way.
Is it a situation where confidence grows week to week? Like when you're 9-2, is it different than when, like, say you're 2-1?
I would say, you know, you got some wins on your belt, but you never get too comfortable because, like I said, like it's early, and last year it all got snatched away from off the quickness. So you don't never get too comfortable. And we got that mindset, whereas though, you know, it's a whole lot of football left, and we got a lot to prove still.
Recognition feels good though internationally. A lot of people
not
talking about
the
Cowboys.
Nah, not at all. I mean, it was giving us recognition last year. You know, as far as like people, you know, it's ups and downs. They'll be with you when you win it. Nobody around when you're losing. So as far as like recognition, you know, the most I can say is congratulations to Case. You know, as far as like player of the month, that's huge. And he's been playing some great ball for him to get recognized. But as far as like any type of recognition, we don't do it for that.
You're talking about last year. Get certified
on
last year and
yeah.
Things fell apart.
Yeah.
What did you learn from that?
You know, for us it's different from a different standpoint. As far as like being players, you know, we never stopped fighting, we've always kept trying. So it's more so now just doing everything that we can. Last year we were working hard. We were doing everything that we felt like we could do. So as far as like approaching this with a new mindset and a new day each and every day.
Zim said a week or two ago that maybe it was good that you guys went through that.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely, because, you know, you see how it all can fall apart at any given time. And to nobody's fault specifically, you know, just as a collective, you know, all your brothers, you do everything you can, you still lose. You know, moving forward, you try to, you know, right your wrongs, and you see how important the little things are. So.
Thanks,
guys. Yeah. You guys have a good one.
You too.